Welcome back to day 6 of our Warrior Goddess Wise Challenge. Today, our focus is on surrender and spirit. So as we continue forward with connecting to our stillness and getting steady, one of the big relationships that we can have with our wisdom is around knowing when to let go and knowing when to stay steady. Surrender is about understanding that there are so many things in our life that we are not in control of, that we cannot change. And understanding that surrender isn't about giving up, it's about releasing what's not ours to carry, letting go of the burdens that we are not helpful for us to be holding on our shoulders. And then when we surrender up what's not ours, we're then able to be more clearly responsible and responsive to what is ours to do. What I've seen is that people that are in relationship and know in their being how to let go, how to surrender, have a tremendous amount of joy in their lives. And the joy isn't because everything is perfect and going exactly how they think it should be. The joy is because there's a honoring of the complexity and the challenges of life. And there's a letting go of the places where we constrict, where we try and make things go a particular way. And that there's also this gift that we've given ourselves. And that gift is that very wise gift of surrender, is understanding that we can put 100% of our energy, of our focus, of our clarity, of our vision into something, and then we let go of what the result is going to be, of what it's going to look like, of how it's going to be received. Imagine this. If you're an artist and you put tremendous love and heart into your art, and then you're attached to how it's going to be received, if people are going to like it, if they're not going to like it, if you did it right, that attachment is going to create suffering. And the process then of being creative becomes less joyful because there's this desire for it to be received or seen in a particular way. But imagine being an artist that is creating just for the joy of creating, because it feels good, because it's in alignment with what our passion and our creative flow is, and that we then surrender. The wisdom is then we surrender how it's going to be received, what it looks like, if we're doing it right or wrong, because it's not about what happens once it's created. We then let it go. Then the process of creating becomes a joy because we have the wisdom to know we're not in control of what happens next, that we have to surrender it up. And that's true, not just with art, but the recognition that our life is art. Everything we do can be art. And that when we surrender up the results, then we can find that joy of doing whatever we're doing with love. And what we're letting go is letting go to understand that there's a larger force of spirit, of higher self, of God, goddess, creator, I like to call it life, that's moving through, that there are larger forces of energy that we're part of. And that when we attune ourselves more to a spirit-led life, we surrender the human realm of thought and trying to figure it out, and we open into flowing with spirit, listening to that guidance, and also having faith that there's something larger that's guiding us, even if we can't see it, even if we don't understand it. Surrender isn't about giving up. Giving up is a hopelessness, and it's a, I don't have any power. Surrender is a choice and an action to let go and let the divine, to release what's not ours to carry so that we can more fully take responsibility and put our energy to where we can affect change. But we have to let go of the outcome, of what it's going to look like. And just like with our connection to stillness and steadiness, that means practice. Practice letting go. Practice letting go. Practice surrendering things up. So here's a one of here's two tools that I use around surrendering. So if I find myself anxious, worried about something, grasping, not being able to let go of something, I will take it and imagine that I'm holding it, and I'll send all my love to it and my gratitude of like, I'm really struggling with this. And then I'll take that thing and I'll imagine putting it into the, what I think of as a spirit bowl of like saying, okay, this is not mine to carry. So whether that is a friend that's struggling, a, you know, something like climate change that's really hard to be in relationship with, that I'm not abdicating my responsibility for it. I'm just saying this is too big. I'm putting it in the arms and heart of the divine. And I'm opening now to surrender what it's supposed to look like so that I can listen in that spaciousness after the surrender happens to what's my next step, what's my responsibility, what's my action. I've seen surrender actually brings us more in relationship with life in a more full way. It doesn't cause us to abdicate responsibility or be like, oh, it's not my fault. I don't have anything to do with it. It actually leads us to be more present and active from our heart rather than from our worry or our control or our fear. But it takes practice. So keep putting, this is not mine, prayer, love, releasing. And the second little tip around surrender is to let go with love of the things around you. So, you know, there's a beautiful, I don't know if it's a Zen saying or a Taoist saying that the cup is already broken. So to understand that I might love this mug fiercely, but the truth is it's already broken. It's already like its life is limited, just like my life is limited, and that I have to surrender my attachment. I can still love it fiercely, but I know that it's not forever. And we can practice that by saying goodbye to things as a practice. So every time I travel, when I get on a plane or a train or I leave, like today I'm leaving the place that I'm at and going back on the road again. So I've been wandering around today saying goodbye. I love you, view. I love you, table. This place that I'm been working at for the last 2.5 weeks, that I'm constantly releasing with love. Bye-bye. So that I can then open to what's next. So that's another place of supporting ourselves in letting go and surrendering and opening to what's next. Tomorrow is our final day for the Warrior Goddess Wise Challenge. So join me then, and we will close out our time together. I look forward to seeing you then.